B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Good morning.
Back off! You back off!
How about you cool it with the attitude?
Which attitude is that?
If you can't be professional?
Everything I do is the attitude of a winner.
Stay off the airway.
Oh.
Is that your own personal microphone?
Not a morning personality.
Well, I'm gonna need some coffee.
Coffee!
That and...
your favorite radio station.
Got it?
Got it!
Good.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
Yeah, we did.
We did. The day before and tomorrow.
That's a great, well, it wasn't a 80s movie. That was like 90.
90s, yeah.
90, so.
Another day of monotony.
Another day.
It's just the same. Same cup of coffee. Same, you know, like it's just
no you're
deviating
wrong.
From
no,
anything.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yeah.
I'm very rarely wrong,
Bob. You are wrong today, LBF. You know what today is?
What?
Nope. Today could be Thursday, but it's the annual Lover's Day.
Oh, God.
Yep, it's Lover's Day.
You just like to say that word because it makes me nuts.
Oh, does it?
And not in a good way.
Yeah, those who miss the boat on Valentine's Day, here's your chance to make good. When you're in love, every day seems like Lover's Day.
Lover. Say it correctly.
Lover. Some people plan their weddings on Lover's Day. So what do you do for Lover's Day?
Can you even imagine? Like just saying, hello, I would like you to meet... Bill, this is my lover.
Nice. Something I would never say.
Oh, Mike. Well, I'm glad you're not dating Bill.
I'm not dating Bill. No. Express your love to that special someone in whatever way you feel is appropriate. If nothing else, make sure you tell your lover that you love them.
Stop
so
it.
There you have it. And you didn't think it was anything special today. Well, I correct you. You were wrong, my friend.
Yeah,
I was.
Pink
in your bright, hot pink sweater today. That's a perfect Lover's Day sweater.
This is the inside-out sweater that you're, like, always asking me if it's inside-out.
Yeah, it's inside-out.
No, it's not. That's not the way it's made.
Is that the way it's made?
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
I'm always confused.
Yeah.
That seems like it was made poorly, then.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was.
Seems like a mistake they just rolled with.
I think so, yeah. Exactly.
Right? They just rolled with it.
Yeah.
It's like, Carolyn will buy jeans with so many holes already. I don't get that.
Right. It's a thing.
Right?
Yeah.
But if I have one hole on my jeans, toss those.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It doesn't seem right, but yeah. I get what she's saying.
I don't get it.
She looks really cute in them, and then you just look like a ragamuffin, as my mother would say.
My husky jeans. I'm like, ragamuffin. Anyway, it is Thursday, and Rod Stewart is worth a lot of money to you today. He's your 80s artist of the day.
He looks good. I saw him in a documentary because, you know, I've been watching documentaries with Dave.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Mm.
Like, he's like 75,
right? His hair. It's all about the hair.
Yeah, and his skin's good.
I have a theory.
What's that?
About these old rockers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Always moving and grooving.
Yeah.
Right? Bruce Springsteen looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said Rod Stewart.
Yep.
In his 70s.
Yep.
You got to keep moving.
I know.
Right?
It's really true.
Those guys look fantastic. Although, you watched Bon Jovi last night and you told me you think he's getting old.
Well, I mean, everyone's getting old. I was struck because he was always, you know, when you're young and then the rock stars are young and then all of a sudden you're old and the rock stars are old and then you're like, wow, he's old too.
Yeah,
it was one of those things. I don't mean to age shame him, but
If
you put a little tint in his hair, it might help.
A little tint, that's all he needs.
Just saying.
Just for men. All right. So, yes, Rod Stewart is your 80s artist of the day. 8 o'clock's your first shot at $500, so we're going to do it 7 times. All day for $3,500. It's our little stimulus package for you.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your day with J-Bo Jones. And 90 minutes commercial-free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
Oh, yeah. Remember this one? Drop a load on him, Brian. Isn't that what they said? Something like that. Are you down with PPE?
You down with PPE?
Yeah, okay.
You down with PPE?
Yeah. All right. We are.
Who's down with PPE?
You know what? I asked Brian if his mother could hook us up with another mask.
I know. Me too.
You need one?
I need two.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Kathleen, if you're listening, we're down with PPE. Is she down with PPE?
She's waiting for an elastic delivery.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Our lives depend on
it. It's quality mask, by the way. Nice. I feel very safe wearing it.
Yeah, Kathleen Bell makes a great mask. I will outbid LBF.
All right. So if it comes down, let the bidding start.
Yeah,
okay, federal government.
I'm down with PPE. Anyway, my wife's been using a painter's mask.
Yeah, we have that. It's not good.
You wear it once or twice.
You down with PPE?
Yeah, we are. And it's all makeup-y and pink, and yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
and they don't really stick to your face.
You wear makeup with a mask?
What my wife does, a foundation. If you're
I guess that's
I go, honey, no one's going to see your
face.
Well,
no one sees your face.
That's what I tell her, but whatever.
Just put it around your upper cheeks to
it's
your
so
eyes.
It's so nice that she's still. You're so lucky to be married to somebody who still tries.
Poor
Dave's like, do you want some makeup?
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right, brought to you by Lowe's Pros. Lowe's is open and pro ready with the supplies you need to make repairs during this important time. LBF, what's cool?
I have a local company that donated a great thing to medical professionals who are battling COVID-19
All right.
in the hospitals.
Some good news?
Yeah, really good news.
We could use that. Brian?
I got a good beer for you today.
Oh,
good.
I think it's a
nice local one that's gluten reduced. I'm very excited about it.
I got to diversify my drinking.
Yeah, I'm looking for new stuff to drink. I've already had everything in the house.
Right.
Really? Okay. I'm going to tell you why you need to drink a certain type of coffee.
Oh.
It's the way you make it could make the difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
I'm going to diversify my coffee drinking, too.
You need to do this. All right. That's coming up. LBF.
Okay. So, this Braintree-based footwear company called Oofus, O-O-F-O-S. I think that's how you pronounce it.
It's like doofus.
Yeah, kind of. Well, yes, but in a, like,
but in
Oofus.
A better,
these feel ooh. Good. Oofus. they make these super comfortable shoes that are, like, whatever. And
is that microbial?
Yeah, microbial. Thank you. And they are, they have like really, the fit is perfect. And for people who walk around all day, it's a great shoe and great
Oofus.
Sneaker.
Yep.
They have donated 3,200 pairs of sneakers to help support healthcare workers on the front lines all across the United States. They've included 22 hospitals nationwide, including Mass General, South Shore Hospital, and Tufts Medical. So the company is in Braintree. It's OOFOS.com. I just think that's great. And the nurses who have gotten these men and women, but one of the nurses said she was so grateful because they are in their feet all the time.
Right.
It's one of those things where they have to change it up or they get blisters. And,
you
know, it's like a small little thing. But
and it's someone you can support yourself.
Yes.
Oofus. And they're local?
They're local. Oh. I didn't even know. They have some really comfy shoes. I need to get some slip-ons for when I go outside and then I come back in and take my shoes off. I'm sick of bending over.
Oh, aren't you?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Are you lacing anything up? That's a pain.
Yeah, it's such a pain to lace up.
I don't want
to
do that.
No.
I'm over it.
Right? I'm exactly that. Rabbit through the hole and the blood. No.
You see how this happens,
even
right?
lazier in the dressing
yes.
department.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
I'm over it.
I'm over it. Brian Bell. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I love beer, but I'm gluten-free, so I've missed kind of having a little bit of diversity and trying all the cool new beers. And Trillium, one of the local companies that's making amazing beer, a buddy of mine just sent me this. Today, they have a new member of the gluten-reduced IPA series. They have this Lock and Key series, which is gluten-reduced beer that they make at Trillium, and they're releasing one today. It's available in 32-ounce growlers for curbside pickup. It's made with New Zealand Motuka dry hops And it's a little citrusy beer from Trillium that's gluten-reduced, so I might be swinging by Trillium to pick up a growler today.
He actually gasped when he got the email.
Yeah.
I heard that.
I wasn't sure if it was good or bad news.
No, it was good, and I heard him ask you to pick some up for him.
Yeah, and I was like,
and
no.
She said no.
You said no.
That's nice. I'll get right on finding those masks for you, though.
Yeah. I'd say I win the battle of the...
I know you do.
All right. Filtered coffee is good for you. This is a study that shows people who drink up to 4 cups a day are 15% less likely to die from a heart attack. Experts study the coffee habits of more than 500,000 adults for over 20 years. They found that the filter is best for healthy hearts and lowering cholesterol. How do you have your coffee in the morning?
Me?
Yeah.
I have a latte.
A little pod, right?
Yeah, a little pod.
Wrong.
Well, it's a filter in there. It's just metal.
No, that's not it. No, not it. In fact, the team reported that filter coffee is better for you than even having no coffee at all. The filter helps by removing the oily components that help to raise cholesterol.
Well, it's filtering the oily components in my little metal cup.
You keep telling yourself that.
They'll filter it.
Mm-mm.
There's a filterish thing.
An actual filter, though.
Yeah. So when you go to your Cumbies, that's filtered.
Yeah.
Right?
They put the big... And
Duncan's
if you have coffee filters around, you can, make a mask out of them.
That's true. That's what LBF's going to have to do. You know why, don't you?
Well, because I'm not going to get the PPE.
You're not down with PPE. So anyway, switch to... try filter coffee. Don't you ever make filter coffee?
You have PPE!
No, I don't, because it's too much of a pain. If I don't want to bend over to tie my shoes, you think I'm going to make coffee like that?
Okay,
happy heart attack.
I don't think we should be talking about you bending over anything, so I would just let that ride out. That's good. Okay. Let's just skip that one, LBF. Wow. We're going to keep moving.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's going to be sunny today and a high of about 56. So that's not bad, right? Cloudy tonight. A little bit of rain later, 41. And tomorrow. You think of it this way.
Yeah.
We're like on this up and down kind of weather pattern. Nice today. Tomorrow, steady rain, high 46. And we're back Saturday. 60 degrees, going to be beautiful. And then we're down Sunday.
Yeah.
You see what I'm doing there?
I do.
So Saturday 60, Sunday 48. Just
I'm looking
like a roller coaster of weather.
Everything seems so consistent in the day-to-day life. Maybe the weather being inconsistent is a nice change.
Would you ever think of, have you and Dave ever talked about, you know, when you're retired, moving to a nice sunny place?
No.
A little bit warmer?
I don't want to go warm. I think you live longer because you're out more, like you're outside and you walk.
Yes.
But
she still lives on the same street as her parents.
Maybe. Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Hey, you say it like it's a bad thing.
I'm just saying it's a thing.
You might consider this new retirement location for Massachusetts people who've are ready for a change.
Okay.
Yeah, here it is.
Are you an aging New Englander? Or maybe you're recently retired? It's time to make the most unexpected move to Buccaneer Acres in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida.
I'm Tom, and I decided it's time to take things slow. Real slow.
Yeah.
Like when I'm being chased out of the pocket.
Buccaneer Acres is the perfect place to spend your twilight years.
I'm Rob. I retired last year, but now I'm starting a new life at Buccaneer Acres.
Leave behind the frozen fields of Foxborough and the icy stares of your old boss and make the move to the warm green grass of Buccaneer Acres.
The staff at Buccaneer Acres really made me feel like part of the team, unlike Jameis Winston.
And there's so much to do. Golf, tennis, shuffleboard, football, and once in a while, professional wrestling.
So huddle up, make the right call, and orchestrate the long drive to Buccaneer Acres.
It's the greatest of all time.
He should know. I love you, Tom.
Oh, right.
Oh my God. He's like the big baby and boss baby.
You know what's sad? That is what the outside world thinks of Rob.
Yeah, Gronkowski. Well, he is. That's his brand. He's goofy.
He's goofy.
It's fine. He's
a lovable dope.
I want to go to Buccaneer Acres.
Yeah, I know.
Heck with this place.
Because Camille's probably going
Sounds
with them.
Fun. Yeah. With Tom. All righty. Oh, what's coming up in your dirty laundry?
Well, you don't know what. I can't believe what Pierce Brosnan did to Halle Berry.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
She was in, was it GoldenEye?
Something like that.
No. Another Day.
Another Day?
This, yeah, maybe that one. Yeah. Just
one of the Bond movies.
Yeah, one of the Bond movies.
But yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah. On set, too.
Oh, we're all ears.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, don't forget, it's National Lovers
Day. Okay.
And I speak from the pompetus of love.
Oh, God,
so
oh, God.
I know what I'm talking about.
All right, Maurice.
Isn't Maurice? Maurice.
Go to my safe place.
You're in your safe place. Come on.
All right.
You're in your laundry room. What's good?
Working out with celebrities.
Yeah.
or as I call it, just a watch party.
Yeah.
A Shark Tank is actually a real shark. I'm kind of disappointed in this, man. Yeah, but okay. First, today, on Old Guys Having Babies with Babies.
Here we go.
Right?
Here we go.
Well,
spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Let me see.
First up, do we have a wheel sound?
Okay.
Richard Gere.
Hey. Congratulations, Richard. You're an old dad.
Yep. You just had a baby with your 37-year-old wife.
Oh.
Whoa.
There it is.
And that's really good because he's 70.
Yeah.
70.
There ought to be a law.
This is the second child.
There's got to be a law.
In 2 years.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah.
He's had two babies in 2 years.
He had a son in February of 2019, and now he has another baby.
Now, does he know he's a dad, or is, I mean...
No, he's actually pretty on top
aware?
Of it.
Okay,
he's 70,
right,
which
fine.
Isn't like... Mm. But what did you...
You won't have to buy a high school graduation gift.
Nope. Nope. I mean, kindergarten might be a...
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Thanks.
Really
Bell, funny.
Yeah.
Okay, next up on the Old Guys Having Babies with Babies.
All right.
This time, it's Paul Nassif from Butch.
Oh, I know him.
He used to be married to Adrian Maloof.
Yep.
From Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yep.
He's 57, and his wife, Brittany, is having a baby. She's 28.
Oh, wow.
That's something.
Absolutely nothing.
So congratulations.
How old is she?
28.
Oh, my God. You know, there's a study out we saw today. I didn't want to talk about it because it's just a downer, but now that you've brought it up. Do you know the age that the general population thinks you have reached the point of being old?
Yeah. What age?
How old
it?
Is Nassif?
57.
That's the year.
Yeah, he's going to feel a lot older when he tries to pick up that baby in 9 months.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
anyway, it's just a thing that I must point out and roll my eyes at.
I'm with
at,
you.
Right?
I'm with you.
Mm. All right. So, working out with celebrities.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch. I'm going to sit and watch. But Ben Zorn
I don't think
from.
I that's the idea.
I know it's not the idea.
Yeah.
But I like to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Of donuts.
Yeah.
Ben Zorn of The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise will host a home work in tonight at 7 o'clock. It's with Planet Fitness. And Planet Fitness is offering these online workouts.
That's good.
They did a Teddy Tuesday with a personal trainer, Teddy, and yesterday they did something with
Teddy
the Boys and Girls.
Teddy Tuesday?
Yeah, Teddy Tuesday is different in my house.
Oh, it's good.
Wow.
But tomorrow you get a Miami Heat dancer. Also,
that's fine.
Tomorrow, Pink. Now, this is somebody I would definitely watch workout.
Is that why
you definitely watch workout?
Is that why you're wearing a very hot pink sweater today?
Yes, in honor of Pink working out tomorrow at 12 Eastern Standard Time on her Instagram stories and or is it Just go to her Instagram and she'll give you all the details. Mm-hmm. But she had one yesterday. I totally missed it. But that's the way it goes with my life.
Yeah.
All right. I know. I'll get there. I turned my living room into a mini gym.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't so that now nice? There's a gym right off the bar?
Yes. It's really great. I was actually, you guys, I was actually thinking when we were putting like this like workout area in the living room, I could have my bar be like a juice bar during the day and then a real bar at night. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm never going to leave my house.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, you're spending a lot of time at home.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, finally, I just want to mention, two things.
Yeah.
Vicky Gunvalson from Real Housewives of Orange County wants Orange County to open up because she needs to get her hair done. Yeah. She's the worst. And also the worst, Shark Tank Daymond John tried to sell masks at an inflated price.
Did he really?
Yeah, he tried to sell 3M made face masks to the state of Minnesota. No, actually, was it Miami? $7 each, which is more than three times the market rate.
I mean, he's a shark. They didn't get to be a shark for no reason.
Isn't that awful?
It is awful.
And, you know, I mean, that's just not right.
How do you feel good about
Florida.
That?
He was trying to sell into Florida.
Jeez. All right. Well, sharks.
I don't
doing
feel
what
as bad
do.
Ripping off Florida, though.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, but it's for the you know first responders. But I see what you mean.
Not good. Not good.
I know.
Yeah. All righty, 6:51. I like it. Think outside the donut box.
Right. I might do it. Juice bar by day. Cocktail bar by night.
Is the kitchen open?
Always.
All right. That's
come on. That light is always on.
Hey, let's watch somebody jump.
Yeah. Come on, Dave.
While I sit here and eat.
That's it. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
7:13 is going to be nice today. 56 degrees and sunny skies. That's good. We've been waiting for a day like that. We're on the roller coaster of weather, though.
Yeah.
We dip tomorrow, back up.
I just want to sit on my deck because it's an extra space.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Just to get
out.
It's too
cold.
I know. Yesterday was freezing cold.
And it's raining all the time, so no one can do like those fire pits.
Yeah. Even my dogs didn't want to go for a walk yesterday. Yeah. They're like, yeah, no, thanks,
Dad. It's
too cold. All right. We're good. Okay. LBF, you got a message from a listener with a situation? They got a question?
Yeah. So randomly I heard from, we'll call her Sandra because she doesn't want to use her name.
Oh, I like these.
But okay. So she is quarantined at home with her husband and three kids.
Okay.
And she has a full-time job and so does he. And she's teaching the kids and blah, blah, blah. So she asked me, that's kind of nice. I feel like I give good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband snores all the time. All the time. And I think I've mentioned that Dave snores all the time.
You did.
So she wants to have him sleep in another bedroom.
She's asking him to sleep in another bedroom. Oh.
Yes.
And
so.
How'd that go?
He doesn't think it's a good idea. And she thinks it's fine. So the question is, if your spouse is sleeping in another bed, is it bad for your marriage? Now, I get. Like, there's a lot of together time.
Yeah.
One. Two, she needs to sleep because she's doing, like, all the things now. Not that he's not doing anything, but, like, all the things. Like, homeschooling the kids.
Right.
She has her job. And so she wants to murder him.
Right. At night.
And
okay.
That's not going to end well.
Uh-huh.
So the question is it, you know, bad for your marriage if you sleep in another bed?
What's your take?
So I tried it. Mm-hmm. For like 2 years, and Dave slept downstairs, and I slept upstairs because I needed to get up so early, and he was snoring, and it was new. I was new at this job, so I was very nervous.
Yeah,
and we did it for like a year. I think temporarily, yes, but you cannot do it long because that's bad. If it's a permanent situation, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
If it's a temporary situation, then fine.
Right. I tend to agree with you. I mean, you need visitation rights.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
That, right?
Yeah. Weekends,
and, like, depending on your schedule.
Yeah.
Because I only get the bad Dave in bed.
How's that?
I'm sorry.
How bad is it?
Because he stays up late.
Dave is
so stays
bad.
Up late. Oh, he comes to bed at, like, 12:30.
Right.
And then he sleeps and snores. And then I wake up at 4, and then that's it. Like,
yeah,
so there's... There's no, hey, how was your day?
Right.
Let, you know, cuddling up.
No, you get bad days.
Yeah, I get that.
Wow.
How bad is
an admission?
Oh, yeah, we're on the radio.
Yeah. You're getting good at this. Okay, no wonder you're nervous. All right, so let's throw it out to what the listeners think. I agree with you. I think, listen, if that's what it's going to take for a while, but it has to be temporary, maybe it's not every night.
I know. I wonder if there's...
He's afraid that that's it. That's the first move you make and it's over.
I wonder if there's anybody out there who has separate bedrooms and they've been married a long time and have a perfect relationship.
Right.
Or that's a big ass, by the way.
How big is it? A big what?
Big ass.
Oh, okay.
Big ass.
That was the problem.
Your head out of the gutter.
No, I kid. All right. 888-410-1057. I don't think Sandra quote would mind folks chiming in with
I think that's the point.
I think she wants it, right?
I think she wanted me to just say it out loud.
Say it out, you did. All right, so let's give some advice. We got a situation, 888-410-1057. There's no wrong opinion, it's just your opinion.
Right.
Okay, let's
see. Yours is sometimes wrong.
No. There's no wrong opinion. Good Lord. You know, that's wasn't she working from home recently?
Yeah.
It was pretty good,
right? We might need separate studios.
Is it bad for our marriage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep it up. All right. Let's help Sandra. It's about Sandra. 888-410-1057. Is it okay to have separate bedrooms for your marriage? Yay or nay? All right. So we have Raquel on the phone. Raquel, what do you say? How about
good
that
morning.
Name,
huh? That's a good name.
Wow.
That's a good name.
Okay, Raquel. Any advice for Sandra?
Well, I don't have a snoring husband. I have a loud breathing husband. Hmm. So I have turned to earplugs.
What do you mean loud breathing husband?
You know, just breathing.
In his case, I always tease him when I call him the sleaze stack. You know, that noise.
Yes. Did he always breathe like that? And like you just, or did it start later on?
Uh-oh. I've been wearing earplugs for many, many years.
Oh, wow.
So that's what you do. You wear foam earplugs?
Yep.
And you drown them out?
I do.
Like those orange ones for a construction site or something?
That's one kind, but yeah, they go right in. You can't even see them, really.
How many uses do you get? Do you have to throw them out or every day? Or?
When I can start hearing him.
That's amazing. When I can start hearing him is when.
That's good, Raquel. Thank you.
Raquel, that's fabulous. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you. We'll share that.
Okay. Right. Bye. Bye.
So that's Raquel's advice. Stay there.
Earplugs. So, yes, stay there, wear the earplugs. So I guess she doesn't think that it's a good idea to sleep in separate bedrooms.
Mm.
I mean.
Yeah. So that's one way of dealing with it. But
that's all.
My wife would be afraid she wouldn't hear the kids, which is what she's trying not to hear anyway.
It's just that responsibility.
The slippery slope.
Yeah.
So, LBF, you got an email message on our Facebook page, The ROR Morning Show. Thank you for liking that. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And here's what it says.
Sandra emailed me and said, asked me a question, my advice about she's working, she's quarantined, she has kids, and her husband snores, and she wanted to know if it's bad for your marriage if you have your husband sleep in a separate bedroom. Or you have your spouse.
And you've done it. You said
I've done it. I said you can't do it
long term. Long term, it's kind of tough. So let's say hi, good morning. Is it Cybele?
Yes, Cybele.
Cybele, that's a French name.
Oh, that's fancy.
It is, yeah.
I like it. Okay, Cybele, any advice for Sandra?
So I'm the snorer, and my husband is the light sleeper who wants me out of there. So we settled on a compromise where we kind of take turns sleeping on the couch because we have a double wide couch and it's actually pretty comfortable as a bed. So he'll sleep a couple nights there, I'll sleep a couple nights there, and then every two or three nights we do sleep together, and make the best of it. But
that's quite the attitude.
Cybele.
Let's make the best of this, all right?
Cybele, is it like a rip snoring wake you up kind of a snore?
Well, or? He thinks so.
He thinks yours is, yeah.
Because he's a light sleeper.
Yeah. Ah, that's the worst, the light
I'm
sleeper.
I'm a light sleeper.
So is Carolyn.
Yeah, so and when Dave even moves, I'm like,
oh, God, I know. So it's working for you guys? How long have you been married?
It's, We have been together for 23 years, married for 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it seems to be okay.
Occasional visitation rights?
I'd be definitely curious how old Sandra is, because I bet if she's young or they're both young, I bet that's why the husband is like, oh, no.
Well, we know they have three kids
younger.
At home, right?
They're little kids, so yeah, she's probably in her 30s. Yeah,
it seems like he doesn't leave her alone.
Oh, yeah. No. Exactly. I mean, my God.
Too many visitation rights.
They could use a few nights apart.
By the time you've been together this long, it's like, sleep is better than anything.
Oh, okay. It's really true, isn't it?
That is it right there.
Yep.
It's precious. It is precious. All right, C-Bell. Well, thank you for sharing. What's your more call?
Yeah, we got Mark on the line.
Enjoy your show. Take care.
Thanks. Take care. Get some sleep. Okay, who do you have, Mark, on the phone? Mark, what's your advice to Sandra?
All right. I'm yay for that. I've been married 26 years and sleeping in separate bedrooms for about 15 years.
Really?
She kicked me out. Yeah. She kind of didn't like my snoring, and then would kick me, wake me up. No, she snore. I left her alone.
Oh, right.
And then,
see how that is.
So yeah. I get a better night's sleep out of the deal, so no objections.
No objections. It hasn't done anything to your marriage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, well, you know, our age, you know, she's it's kind of stagnant anyway.
All right, Mark. Maybe you can email us. We'll answer your question.
Oh, good luck.
Tomorrow.
Have a good day.
You, Mark, okay? Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Bye. Hi, Carol. You got some advice for our listener today?
Yeah, good morning. Good. And I love you guys, by the way.
Aww.
Thanks.
Let's have a group nug.
A group nug.
Yeah. Thank you. I needed that. I've done both.
Okay.
And I still do both. He goes downstairs when it gets really, really bad, and he snores every night. But I also wear the plugs every night, too.
Wow.
The plugs. These the earplugs.
They're game changers.
Yeah.
They're like it's the hydrochloric clocks on.
But do you think that if he slept in a separate bedroom forever, would it be bad for your marriage?
That's what we're thinking.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't want
it? We both wouldn't want that. No, I wouldn't want it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't want to get too personal.
Oh, my God, don't.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But I'm
he's like that guy who asked the question at the dinner party. You're like, no!
Okay. You know, so how do you keep romance?
The music playing?
Yes.
Yes, how do you keep the music playing?
That's what we want to know.
Well, he only goes downstairs probably once a month or something, so it's not that bad.
So it evens
out?
Know?
Okay.
And the other nights, Dad, I wear the plugs every night.
Yeah. And then just once a month, you just got to get them out of the bed. Okay.
Yeah, that's when it's really bad, or I have to go to work, and I'm touching and turning.
So occasionally it's not bad.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Carol.
All right.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
I think we got a solution for Sandra today. It's
earplugs.
Earplugs and an occasional when you can't take it. I'm beat. I just need one of us needs to sleep somewhere else. I think one of the problems is she's asking him to sleep somewhere else.
Maybe, you think it would be better if he volunteered or if he asked her?
If she would say, look, I'll even go down. So it just show how important sleep is.
I refer to my bedroom as my bedroom.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I don't say like, oh, can you bring this up to our bedroom? I'm like, can you bring that to my bedroom?
Don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
No,
yes, I do. It's I think it's because my mom always did it, too.
My bedroom?
My bedroom.
Jeez.
It's my bedroom.
Yeah.
It's my bedroom.
I see. It's great.
Wow.
Okay. Duly noted.
That's a lot.
And wait,
where's
bad?
His?
All right.
Where's his bedroom?
He hangs out with me in my bedroom.
Doors open.
Mine's closed. Doors open. All right. What do you have?
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah.
I have a way you can work out with Pink. And also, I saw a great concert last night. And I think I have a place where you probably can see it today.
There you go. Let's go to the laundry room with LBF and see what you got in there for us.
Okay, working out with celebrities, old guys having babies with babies. But first, last night, I caught a really good concert.
Okay.
It was on at 7. It's on Apple TV. It was shown live in the Jersey market and in the Philadelphia market. It was called Jersey for Jersey, and it had all these stars from Jersey playing from their homes. And it was really Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi, Tony Bennett, Danny DeVito. He's so Danny DeVito. He talked about growing up in New Jersey, and this is what, and this is all to benefit the frontline workers.
Yeah.
And here's what he had to say about growing up in Asbury Park.
Go by the Swans. A lot of people don't remember the Swans. Some people remember the Swans. Go to the casino, right? Ditch the bike, jump over the rail. When the old guy wasn't looking, burn your feet on that sand like holy Toledo. It was like you couldn't believe it. And you're racing to the ocean. When you get down there, you dive over the biggest wave you can find into that strong, cold Atlantic Ocean. That's the promised land.
That's Asbury Park. That's
awesome. Just thinking of him jumping over anything is kind of a stretch.
It was so great too because Dave's from Asbury Park.
He is, right? That area, growing up in that.
Yeah. So and
what Danny, a fun place to grow up.
I guess
the beach.
Yeah, the beach for sure. Although Dave doesn't like the beach.
He doesn't like the beach.
Yeah, he doesn't like the beach. But Danny DeVito. So a lot of people like Tony Bennett is 93 years old and he sang "Smile." He sounded great. Halsey was there, SZA, Bon Jovi sang Living on a Prayer. It was a little bit interesting. What was really interesting is that John Bon Jovi was in his like backyard studio or something, and there was this giant picture of him when he was young behind him. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Zoom tips from LBF.
I know. Don't. Because I kept looking at the juxtaposition. I'm like, young. Oh, wow. He's got white hair, and it's weird to
white
see John.
Hair?
White.
It's gone white.
White.
Wow.
And
doesn't care. White hair doesn't care.
He can't get to a colorist. He's just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
But Charlie Puth really pulled it off. He's obviously a pop star, and he sang Bruce Springsteen's "Growing Up." You want to hear it?
Yeah,
from
like
his
that.
Bedroom.
One of my favorite songs.
That he grew up in.
Yeah.
I hid in the cloud in wrath of the crowd. When they said sit down, I stood up.
Not bad.
I like it.
It's a great song.
Because it's not as grainy as
Bruce.
It's
definitely different from Bruce Springsteen's voice,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
but it was funny. Charlie Puth is in a childhood bedroom in Rumson, New Jersey. He's playing
that's
a song for this broadcast. And the dog's in the background, like, doing the circles, just like moving around. And it was really cool.
We've seen a lot of celebrity houses.
You could probably catch it on YouTube at this point. It's not on Apple TV
anymore. How long
was it? An hour.
It's great. Watch that.
Quickly, I just want to mention old guys having babies with babies.
Okay.
Richard Gere is 70.
Mm-hmm.
He had his second baby with his third wife.
Wow. Second baby, third wife.
Yeah.
He's 70.
Wife is 37.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Paul Nassif, who is on Botched and was married to Adrienne Maloof of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fame.
Yeah.
He's 57.
Mm-hmm.
He's having a baby with his new wife.
Yeah.
Brittany,
of course.
Brittany.
is
28.
Of course, Brittany is.
Brittany.
Hey, right. Brittany, I need a favor. Could you, give me something to eat? I'm kind of hungry after a long day at the doctor's office.
No.
Brittany. I'm hungry, Brittany.
No.
Get in the kitchen, Brittany. No.
And tomorrow, if you want to work out with Pink, you can do it at noon.
Just a slice of toast, Brittany, can you?
No.
Come on.
Noah. Pink is going to host a workout tomorrow on her Instagram. Yeah. It's at noon. She's going to be doing 35 minutes of cardio. I'm going to be doing 35 minutes of
Is that why you're wearing hot pink today?
No, I just decided to shake it up a little bit.
Please, go to our Facebook page, The ROR Morning Show. You got to check out LBF's
it's like 1984.
Inside Out 1984 hot pink sweater.
No, it's nice. It's warm.
It's snuggly.
Ben Zorn, he's going to be doing a workout tonight. He's from The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise on Planet Fitness YouTube channel. 7 o'clock, you can work out with him.
There you go.
I mean, if you want to.
That was a good report, LBF. It had everything.
It did. It had Bon Jovi. It had a bachelor. It had babies with old people.
Great. It was all good.
Wow.
Anyway, good stuff. It always gets
Noah.
Come on. Brittany, please. How about a slice of like just toast? Could you do that? Maybe you don't even have to put peanut butter. Would you still do it?
No.
God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brittany. Okay. 7:53. Coming up in 7 minutes, we're going to give away $500. You know your 80s artist of the day.
I forget.
do you think I'm sexy?
Oh, Rod Stewart.
There you go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
And it's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit WindowNation.com. Let's say good morning to our super smart player today, Michelle Schramm from Gloucester. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Uh-oh.
Good.
Is that a whisper?
No. No.
You're not alone.
Okay. The call's coming from inside the house.
Oh. Right. Michelle, what do you do when you're not quarantining, Michelle?
I'm a receptionist at a dental office.
So that's closed, right?
Yes, correct.
What happens if somebody has an emergency tooth, you know, incident?
The doctor will call in a prescription for them.
Oh, good to know.
That's
usually,
it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Yep. Usually. Yeah. And usually some offices are open. It depends, like, you know, specialists like endo, root canal, they would be open.
Ah.
So it all depends on the situation.
No, that's good to know.
So what you're saying is now is not the time to eat a bit of honey.
Now is not the time to crack your tooth on anything hard.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No. Good advice. And that's all we're doing is snacking, so that doesn't matter.
All right,
Michelle. All right, you ready to play Super Smart, Michelle?
I am, yes.
Well, you know how it works. She's got LBF. She is going to ask. She loves when we do that. She's going to ask you 10 questions.
She's going to crack your tooth.
Insert lady co-host here.
No. There's only one LBF. You can bet on that. Okay. All right. So the way it's going to work, Michelle, you get them all right, give you $1,000. Now, listen, you got to be quick with your passes because, you know, the faster you pass on, if you're not sure, you have time to come back to it. You ready to go?
Got it, yeah.
Here we go.
What colors are in the American flag?
Red, white, blue, and red.
In football, how many points awarded for a safety?
3.
What is the square root of 16?
64.
What actress starred in Legally Blonde?
Pass.
What year did World War II end?
God. Pass.
How do you say 5 in Spanish?
Trace.
Bibliophobia is a fear or hatred of what?
Spiders.
What is the name of the coolest girl gang in the movie Grease?
Pass.
What was Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde's last name?
Pass.
Who wrote Brevity is the Soul of Wit?
Neil Diamond.
What actress starred in Legally Blonde?
Pass.
What year did World War II end?
1940.
What is the name of the coolest girl gang in the movie Grease?
No. I'm bad at movies.
I liked your answers.
Legally Blonde. You like my answers?
Yeah, you just threw them out there.
You threw them out there. You're like,
they
you know
were not
what?
Right, but no. I liked them a lot.
But they were like fun.
Do you want to know your score, Michelle?
I'm afraid to. I think it's maybe I got 3 right.
You got 1 right.
But you passed on 3 or 4.
Yeah, you passed on a few. So you got 1 right.
Yeah. I can picture the Legally Blonde, but I don't remember her name.
Okay. So. I'm going to tell you right now.
Here we go.
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, Reese.
She's in a new show, Little Fires Everywhere. Very good. You should watch it.
Yes.
In football, a safety is worth 2 points. The square root of 16 is 4. I don't know square roots either. What year did World War II end? 1945. Got the right decade. How do you say 5 in Spanish? 2 more. Cinco.
De Mayo.
Bibliophobia is the fear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bibliophobia is the fear or hatred of books. The coolest girl gang in the movie Grease was the Pink Ladies. Bonnie of Bonnie and Clyde's last name is Parker. And who wrote Brevity is the Soul of Wit? Shakespeare.
Mm. Not Neil Diamond.
No, you guys.
But you guys, I like your answer.
You guys have really tough questions.
It's not us. It's her.
Yeah. Don't lump us into that.
She has them.
It's her. Yeah, she.
It's really tough question.
It was a tough question. Sometimes it's not in the wheelhouse of the person, and this was not in your wheelhouse. No. I wish I had different questions for you.
There was like a bicuspid question somewhere.
That happens. Michelle.
Oh, yes.
Listen, it's okay. Nobody's listening.
Nobody listens to this show. Yeah. We're very unlikable people.
Yeah. No one listens.
No, there's tons of people listening.
Oh, sorry. Hear that, Michelle. Oh, we're kidding. Hey, then you know this. You never leave empty-handed. Do you have kids at home, Michelle?
I do not, but I have a nephew.
Well, how about this? You can use it for yourself, whatever you want to do with it. A $50 Disney gift card. Shop online, Disney.com. Okay, Michelle?
Hey. Yes. Yep. Everyone loves Disney, right?
That'll give you something to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
There
exactly.
You go.
Shop online.
All right, Michelle.
Yep. Read Hamlet.
It was great playing with it. Today, you're not super smart, but tomorrow's another day, okay?
Tomorrow's another day, yes. Yeah. You guys have a good day.
We don't know what day it is, but it's another day.
It's another day. Bye, Michelle.
Bye, Michelle.
That's very nice. Very nice. All right. So if you want to sign up to play Super Smart and see if the questions are in your wheelhouse that day, it happens sometimes.
It happens. They're random
questions.
It's
just the way they come up.
I get them from trivia sites.
It's not
like I'm cruel.
Yeah. Didn't you get some of these from one of our listeners?
Oh, yes. Ken.
Ken.
Ken Horton gave me a couple of those questions. So don't blame me. Blame Ken.
Blame Ken Horton.
Nice. We mean thank you, Ken.
God, I guess you won't be submitting questions anymore, Ken. I'm not sure if that makes Michelle feel any better, does it? No. Okay. All right. So if you want to play Super Smart, go to WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what do you have that's so cool?
Nugs, not hugs.
Nugs, not hugs. I'm intrigued.
Well, I know.
Yep.
It's right up your alley.
It is. All right, coming up, Brian Bell.
All right, well, you know, if you're looking for something new to drink around the house like I am, I've got something new from Trillium today that you can just stop by and pick up.
You are excited.
I am excited.
And there's a 51-year-old guy in London who yesterday or the day before did the equivalent of climbing Mount Everest in a day.
Really?
Yeah, it is crazy. So I'll tell you what that is coming up. That'll get you, you're moving today. A little motivation to move.
Takes a lot, let's say.
All right, see.
Okay, so tomorrow, mark your calendars. It's a great day. Because Wendy's is reaching out in the best way it knows how with free food.
Huh.
All drive-thrus will hand out chicken nuggets tomorrow. No strings attached. Just pull up for a free four-piece original or spicy. Wendy's is calling it a group nug.
I like it.
If we can't hug, we might as well nug together. So,
are you going to do it? Does Lucy like it? Anybody in the
house? I might take Lucy. She's been begging for weird things like McDonald's.
And, yeah.
Food.
Go get your food.
I know. I've been good.
You know, if it's free, it's kind of fun. Why not?
I made pizza last night from
scratch.
Did you? Well, the dough was frozen.
It's okay.
Yeah, but
what was on it?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
And cheese.
Cheese, a little sauce.
That's it?
Yeah.
How'd it come out?
That's it?
Mushrooms.
Lucy wanted a mushroom pizza.
She likes mushroom pizza?
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah. How about anchovy?
I like anchovies, but Lucy would probably be like, no, thank you.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
Mushroom.
God. I like it, though. Mushroom pizza. Good for you.
Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, was it a dough? Was it white bread or
yeah, it was white bread. You don't get to look like this where you eat wheat.
Right. Okay.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, a friend of mine just sent me this, and I was very excited because I'm gluten-free, but I always have loved beer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad for you.
And now I drink it. I'm always trying to find a new gluten-free beer. So when he saw this, he sent it directly to me, and it's from our friends at Trillium.
Ooh,
they make really good beer.
Number one.
And they have a series called the Lock and Key, which is a gluten-reduced IPA series. And, Even the celiac gluten reduced, sometimes it'll still give you a little meh, so you got to be careful. But I might give this one a try. It's available.
Try it tomorrow night.
Nope. It's available in 32 ounce growlers for curbside pickup. It's a Montuka that they have, Motuka, and a nice gluten reduced IPA from Trillium. They are doing curbside pickup.
Weren't they just voted number one in the world, number one brewery?
Like craft beer?
Craft beer.
I think they're right up there. They're.
I'll never forget the first time I bought a case of Trillium beer.
Yeah, why?
Because it's in Canton.
Yeah.
And I spent $124 on a case of beer. Holy. And I called my brother and I said, I just spent $124 on a case of beer where we used to go drinking in the woods because it's right in that area.
With a 30 rack that cost $12.
Exactly. Jeez. Yeah.
How'd it taste?
Good. I mean, I bought it for presents. Like, I gave six packs to everybody.
Jeez.
But, yeah.
Okay. Mm, no, but it is the best.
You'll never forget your first time at Trillium.
I don't think so. That's
what it is. You'll never forget your first time with LBF in the woods.
How many people
Jeez.
How many people can say that?
Oh, my God. None.
No, okay.
888-410-1057.
All right, Brian. Don't get yourself in trouble. The show wouldn't be the same without you. All right. So how about this guy?
Oh,
Rob Ferguson. He's a 51-year-old from London, England. And he always wanted to climb Mount Everest, but I guess it wasn't in the cards for him when his trip to Nepal was canceled and postponed. So he said, I got to do it. So what he did was he went up and down the steps of his suburban London apartment building for 24 hours and 30 minutes. He, of course, had to ascend the mountain, and then he had to descend the mountain, which would be the stairs. 24 hours, 30 minutes. Guess how many times he went up and down 8 steps of stairs? Any guesses?
8 steps.
No, I have no guess. I can't. Yeah, that's long division.
6,506 times. So he climbed the stairs 6,000 times, only stopping for an occasional pee break. And that was it. 24 hours, 30 minutes, continuous climbing. It is the equivalent of climbing Mount Everest.
It feels that way when you're at home and doing laundry. Up and down and up and down and up and down.
But Sherpa.
Yeah.
He didn't have a Sherpa.
Wow, that's impressive, but it's a good way to work out at home.
He did for a cause. I guess he was raising money as well.
Oh,
so
that's good.
24 hours.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, there are times we come here and you look at that elevator, don't you?
No, I
don't. One flight.
No, I don't. I mean, let's not get nuts. Okay.
Well, we're also not going to do those stairs 6,000 times.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
Now, LBF, we were talking earlier in the show, off air. Carolyn got something on an email. My wife got something email or whatever about a cruise.
Yeah.
There's crazy cruise specials right now.
Yep.
And I said, well, you know, hey, I would consider taking a cruise. She would not hear of it.
Yeah, no.
Just doesn't want anything to do with a cruise. And she likes cruises.
Oh, she does.
She's gone on a few with us. With us.
Not nice of you to ask her.
Fucking her.
Weird going by yourself.
With the family, I mean to say.
Yeah.
And we've always enjoyed it. But now she won't go on a cruise.
No.
And you say?
I 100% agree with her.
Really?
No, there's no way you couldn't pay me to go on a cruise ship right now.
How about this?
But I'm not slamming the cruise industry, but although I do think that they're
even
too big.
Like, you know, this is down the road, but you get a good deal now, and then down the road
like,
things are okay, it's still...
No,
really?
I find that, first of all, people tend to get sick on cruise ships.
Okay.
Like, they just, if it's the norovirus or the coronavirus...
This is how you can tell. This is not a paid advertisement.
No, they're not paying for this. All right, well, let's throw this at you. Brian, you found an
incredible cruise. I went and searched for a deal. Like right out of Boston to Bermuda, 5 nights cruise, $339 per person.
Okay.
Plus, you know you spend a lot of money at the bar. Open bar, free.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty incredible because I know from experience the drink package is a lot.
Yes,
it is.
That's like a $1,400 value.
Yeah.
specialty dining.
Okay, yeah.
Free. That's wow. up. That's yeah, you're saving like 160 a meal on those. Mm-hmm. Excursions, $50 a piece, free. As many as you want.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wi-Fi, free. And,
wow.
You want to take your kids? They're free.
No, wait a minute. So this.
I'll pay it and I'll take my kids.
So it leaves from Boston, goes to Bermuda.
It's like but
five days.
$339.
Yeah. $339. It's very incredible.
Wow. Very,
How's
very
tempting.
How does
that work for you?
It's very, very tempting.
That is super tempting. I mean, and it's this October?
Yeah, it's like October, November time.
You just have to be. You have to have a lot of faith and in life, and I don't have that.
No. Wow. I think that's
faith in life, priceless.
Okay, so we've been talking about the weather, and it's just been like a roller coaster ride, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
Right. There's a better place.
It's like my mood these days. Yeah, it really is. I'm like, today's been a good day. And then next day, I'm like,
I know, right?
Yes.
56 today, sunny. Tomorrow, it's back down. Steady rain in the morning and a high of 45. But Saturday, you're back up. Look for a high. Could even reach 60. Sunny skies. And then it's back down on Sunday. I know. It's just up, down, up, down, up, down.
I need a 65 and sunny day.
You need to go here. You need to think about Florida.
I don't really want to think about Florida.
But check it. There's a new home that people are flocking to in Florida. Retirement kind of rest home. You're not ready for it yet, but think about this.
Okay.
Are you an aging New Englander? Or maybe you're recently retired. It's time to make the most unexpected move to Buccaneer Acres in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida.
I'm Tom, and I decided it's time to take things slow. Real slow. Like when I'm being chased out of the pocket.
Buccaneer Acres is the perfect place to spend your twilight years.
I'm Rob. I retired last year, but now I'm starting a new life at Buccaneer Acres.
Leave behind the frozen fields of Foxborough and the icy stares of your old boss and make the move to the warm green grass of Buccaneer Acres.
The staff at Buccaneer Acres really made me feel like part of the team, unlike Jameis Winston.
And there's so much to do. Golf, tennis, shuffleboard, football, and once in a while, professional wrestling.
So huddle up, make the right call, and orchestrate the long drive to Buccaneer Acres.
It's the greatest of all time.
You should know. I love you, Tom.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
So think about Buccaneer Acres, whatever it is. Rob Gronkowski, by the way. Man, they made him sound really bad.
Yeah.
He's not that bad. Come on. He's smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah, really.
Right? All right. He says he would have thought about coming back to New England had Brady returned, but also noted in his unique way that Tom was like the appetizer for the whole meal when he signed with Tampa Bay. Wow. What does that mean?
Well,
he's the appetizer for the whole meal.
I
guess it's not a meal without an appetizer.
I love that metaphor. Rob
doesn't know what a metaphor is.
Oh.
Come on.
Gronk. Neil can tell him.
Anyway. Drafts tonight, 8 o'clock. So we'll see how we did. Okay?
An analogy. He probably knows what an analogy is.
Yeah, okay. I'd also like to just get a wellness check on Julian Edelman.
Oh,
somebody
I
could
know.
Just, knock
He's
on
like
his
the third musketeer without his bros.
Poor Jules.
It's going to be tough,
Feel
man.
Bad.
We'll see. He's here for 2 more years, whether he likes
years?
It or not. 2 years?
Yeah. Oh, that's like the worst.
I know. Your best friend
bad.
Leaves.
I feel bad that Julian Edelman is playing for the New York
No. It's going to be good.
That's really, what a plot twist that is.
He gets the last laugh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.